Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm your host, Caroline Stephen. Great to have you join us. You know the expression, trading is all about the journey along the way. Well, today, David Chia's business partners, Ashley and Anthony Parton, talk to Louise Bedford in a cafe conversation about why the journey in trading and what you find out about yourself along the way is more important than the money you make in the markets. We also find out what the universal traits successful people have in common, according to self-empowerment giant Anthony Robbins. We hear a snippet from peak performance coach and legend, Dr. Harry Stanton. And we take a look at the markets after Easter with Chris Tate for the week ending 10th of April. Chris, hello and welcome.
Hi, Caroline.
How did the US markets close last week on the back of Hillary Clinton making a decision to run for the US White House?
To put it in a nutshell, I think the expression is profoundly underwhelmed. The interesting thing about US markets, particularly over the past few months, has been their ordinary performance. They're simply not going anywhere in a hurry. And this is in really sharp juxtaposition to select European markets and some Asian markets, because it seems to be that the word of the day is China. If you're looking for a market that is outperforming everybody else, it does seem to be China.
China A50 shot up like a flame on Friday, didn't it?
Well, the entire sort of complex that also feeds into Hong Kong has been extraordinarily sort of powerful over the past week. It's just come out of nowhere. Now, the talk is that China's a bubble. And the bottom line with that is, who really cares? Simply because the aim is to chase the money. And if the money is there, and if we look at the best performing markets of this year, it really is a race between the DAX, the Nikkei, and take your pick out of China. US markets and other European markets have been really quite poor. And so it's simply a matter of follow the money. And that's the bottom line. The money seems to be flooding into sort of Asian-related vehicles. It's just the way it is. The consequence of this is that it seems to have meant that currency markets are fairly stagnant. They're not doing anything dramatic. There was a bit of movement last week against the euro. Commodity markets are stagnant. I mean, metals and the energy complex are by and large off their lows, but beyond that, they're about as exciting as a wet sponge.
You and I both got knocked around by the Nikkei. How do you foresee that performing?
We did, actually. There is some the Nikkei's had a little bit of trouble establishing clean momentum, and so it has thrown itself around a little bit, and I got pumped out last week or the week before last, but have got a re-entry signal again. So again, it's simply a matter of chasing the money. And it doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter whether it's via some of these direct linked ETFs if you have an equity portfolio, or whether you actually trade the index. It really doesn't matter which vehicle. The bottom line is that you're actually taking some form of positive action, because the thing that will sort of really get my tubes in a twist is when you hear people saying, yes, all these markets are going up, I think I will invest in Portugal because it's not going up. That's the stupidest thing that can ever be said, other than, oh, it's gone down, I'll buy more.
It's like the antichrist to your trading philosophy, isn't it?
It is, actually. It's the thing that will really cause me to pick up a big stick and hit you in the face with it.
Can we talk about the Australian markets? You quickly touched on commodities and energies and metals.
The issue we face, and this is one I tend to harp on, is that whilst our market is vaguely positive, we're still lumbering below the 6,000 point mark. We are still a little bit hamstrung by a lack of any form of positive impetus whatsoever in base metals. We never really had a mining boom. We had a mining infrastructure boom, which was very good for a handful of very rich billionaires, no good for anybody else. And you can't have a mining boom unless you have an acceleration in commodity prices. And we're just not getting that. When you look at the Australian market, there is a sharp dichotomy. There's a handful of the top 20 that have done very, very well. The rest of the market is a little bit higgledy-piggledy and hodgepodge. So it really is, in that respect, a stock picker's market. It really is something where you have to focus on what you are doing. But we are starting to get a little bit more activity. But we need something to sort of break the psychological deadlock, and that would be a clean lift above 6,000.
Yeah.
Because whilst the market's been reasonable this year, I think what it's up about 10% year to date, that's still half the performance of other markets. And if you broaden that time frame out, the performance is really ordinary.
All right. Opportunities that you're looking at this week, Chris?
I'm looking at an additional pyramid opportunity into the already existing Asian positions I have. I'm about to get set in the FTSE if it has another follow-through night, and the Swiss market index.
Oh, good, because I just put a trade on the Swiss market index.
Oh, there you go. It's amazing, like confirmation bias.
Advice to traders this week?
Follow the money. Don't listen to the news. Just follow the money.
Chris, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Caroline.
In time for Tony Robbins National Achievers Congress in Sydney this week, we have a Tony Robbins tip, a trait that is universal to all successful people. Chris Tate has it. Louise Bedford certainly has it. And according to Anthony Robbins, it is the one universal trait that all successful people have, and it is hunger, that drive that never seems to go away. In Tony Robbins' words, the most successful people are always hungry and driven to be more, give more, and create more. There's only one word for happiness, and that's progress. If you're not growing, you're dying. What would you like to do if you had no fear of failure? Dr. Harry is Australia's peak performance trading coach. And as we find out, a close friend of Louise Bedford's.
And Harry, you've continued working. It must be a passion. It must be a driving force for you. I was talking with a friend of mine, Michael Yardney, the other day, who is, of course, a property expert, should we say, with big capital letters. And we were talking about how retirement seems to be a middle-aged, midlife type of crisis time for people. And it is actually a middle-class concept that actually, the affluent, we don't think about retiring. We find things that interest us and we continue on. You've kept on working. Why have you kept on working?
I don't want to sound immodest, but I think if you find you can do something well, you try to keep doing it for as long as possible.
I love that.
Well, it is. It's true. And I think people often, I know a number of people who retired early and regret it bitterly, because they were good at what they did. And now that's all been cut off, taken away from them. And just because someone's getting old doesn't mean that they're not still able to do things well that they were able to do earlier. I mean, there's a lot of things you can't do. I mean, I know I no longer can play the sports I used to play before, and I can't hurl myself around a dance floor and all the rest of it. But you have to focus on the things you still can do. And you try to do those as well as you can for as long as possible.
And what about after you're gone, Harry? What do you
probably
want?
Probably not too far in the future.
I know I'm bringing up a very personal question, because, as you know, just after my own father died, you flew down all across to Melbourne to be with me, to make sure that I was okay. And you must know, at some level, you have become family to me. What is your legacy? What do you want to leave behind? What do you want your traders to remember you as?
But it's the sort of things we've done together, I think. That's what it is. we've done a lot of, I think, very valuable things together. And we've always, it's always worked so well. So we're, you know, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers sort of thing. But the fact is, that is the sort of legacy you hope that you could leave behind. The lovely warm memories of the things you've done together that have been so successful.
Dr. Harry is a guest on our new Talking Trading Gold service. Talking Trading Gold is a mini mentoring program. It's like getting a trading audio book delivered to your inbox every month. To read more about it, click the Get More tab at talkingtrading.com.au or go to talkingtradinggold.com.au. That's talkingtradinggold.com.au.
Louise Bedford here. I have a very unique Cafe Conversations for you today, and I know you're going to love it. Sitting in front of me are two brothers. They are traders and they work with our friend David Chia. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you'll know that David is on our experts panel and he's very good friends with me as well as with Chris Tate. Now, Ashley Parton and Anthony Parton have been trading the markets for years. They not only follow David's thoughts on the markets independently, they are spectacular traders in their own right. Now, Anthony, I'd really like to ignore that train in the background because it's making one heck of a noise. At least people know that we're live, hey? Anthony, I've often talked with you about how important it is for traders to develop a big why, an objective, a reason for trading. And in the past, we've discussed how people with that big why are more likely to be persistent in the markets and struggle past those early skill set development processes that can sometimes be difficult on a trader's ego. Why do you think it's important for traders to know their big objective before they start trading?
Yeah, Louise, it's a good question. Our experience simply is that people need to understand the why, because this is a long process. It's a big ship. When you talk about life, when you trade the market, you're not going to be an instant millionaire. It's going to take time to put process in. It's going to take time to understand what you like, and it's going to take a long time to turn a big ship around. So unless you understand the why, you will fall out of love with trading straight away. It's never about the money. It's always about why you're actually doing this. Generally, people are doing it because they don't like their employer. They want to change lives. They want to sit at a cafe at 10 o'clock in the morning. They want to have a coffee and they don't want to have to worry about life. They want to feel secure in that. But unless they understand those bigger pictures and the whys, then they will trade for a very short period of time and then they'll fall out of love with it very quickly.
That's a beautiful answer. You know what I really love about you guys working together? You know each other so well. Do you feel, Ashley, that it helps to know Anthony because you've seen him grow up? Does that help you as a trader know how your brother thinks and can you make better decisions because of it?
Yeah, we can, Louise. Because we've grown up together, we know how each other responds. We both have different educations. I'm an engineer, my brother Anthony is an accountant, and which means we're both right. But the market's not always right. And so when we're able to look at each other as a family unit to a degree as well, going, what makes us tick? Where are our biases? What do we see in the market and why? And help that process allow us to then invest, take profits or take loss positions too, and to know how each other feels, it helps in that process.
That's true. And I've also found it interesting because we've discussed a lot about creating a family legacy. Now, the beautiful thing with trading is that they are skill sets here that you can pass on from mother to daughter, from father to son, and you can keep that money, intergenerational wealth together. Do you find that that guides you as brothers trading together?
Yeah, we do. We get that when you trade in the market, you're using money that you've worked for, that's been from sweat and tears, there's been good decisions, bad decisions, and often that is a family decision. You're investing the wealth of your family, which is your story, and so it's important. When you make money, you feel good. When you lose money, you go, I worked hard for that. And so as a family unit, it is a much bigger picture. Like Anthony was saying before, there's more to it than just the money. It's the story, it's the experience. But feeling confident and empowered, I suppose, is the word I'd use to go, feel empowered to know this is why I'm doing it.
That's great. And you guys get to travel a lot as well, don't you?
We do. As a result of that, one of the great things of working with my brother is feedback is a breakfast of champions, they say. And to be able to have feedback from someone you trust is important, because if you don't have that trust there, then that feedback will come across as criticism and you'll fall out of love with trading straight away, because people will be telling you are wrong instead of you looking at going, actually, that's genuine feedback and I'm biased and so yeah. I don't see it. Or at least I can trust actually and go, his motives are right. I don't have to question the motives behind why he's giving me feedback, because we both want the same thing later in life.
Oh, that's such a key, isn't it? I think it's one of the things that we've noticed with members of our mentor program. The better off they are in terms of burying their ego, the better the trader they'll become. It's a beautiful thing to watch when you realise that there are so many things you can take offence at. And if you choose to take offence, hey, you're actually depriving yourself of a terrific future. Have you got anything else you'd like to add, Ashley, to encourage our traders? I think a lot of people are very envious of your situation at the moment. What can you give as advice for our traders?
Can I jump in there and
that
just say...
That would be great.
And just say, there's no shortcut to success. There is no 20... As one of our clients says, when he's been successful after he's traded for 20 years, I'm a 20-year overnight success. No one sees the 20 years. They only see the success. And so the great thing about trading and about life is you treat trading like life. It takes time. It takes patience. But there is great reward as you go through. And it is about the journey. It's not actually about the money in the end. It's all about the journey. And you will find more about yourself and your emotion, how you interact with family, what's really important. And then you will look at the money in the background and go, I actually achieved it, but I really didn't learn much from it. I learned about myself.
I think I'd add to that as well. Thanks, Anne. That's great.
It is.
That's great. It is a journey. And what I love about markets, and when we do this together, is the market's right and we're not. And being able to accept that that's the case. And like Anthony has said, it's the journey that is successful. It's not this trade or the next one. It's the longer term that makes great memories, great stories, and gives us the passion and the love that we have for markets and for what we hope our futures to be too.
Oh, that's good. Where's your next trip, guys?
Well, it's interesting you say that. You know, I remember going to Russia to visit a fund manager, and we went to the Arctic Circle after that to go skiing. I don't remember anything about the fund manager. The only thing I remember is the experience being in the Arctic. And I look at it and said, that actually would have had a big impact on my life and what I learned with that fund manager, but I don't remember it. I only remember the experience from it.
Oh, and isn't that such a good reason to trade, to gather experiences? You know, the best traders in our mentor program, they are picking up experiences rather than picking up materialistic things.
Yes.
It's surprising how much that is a commonality amongst them. Thank you so much for your time, guys. It's been great catching up today.
Thank you, Louise.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. Thank you to our contributors, Chris Tate, Louise Bedford and the Parton Brothers, and Dr. Harry. Stay tuned next week for TEDx speaker Gertrude Matesh, African strongwoman, inspirational speaker and entrepreneur. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. We look forward to seeing you next time.
You've been listening to TalkingTrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.